Good afternoon. I thought we'd talk today about what exactly are soulmates. And a lot of people ask me to help them find their soulmate. And some of you may already know that there's more than one soulmate, that soulmates are in fact anyone and everyone that helps us lose or use that part of us that helps us grow. So it could be an irascible neighbor, it could be an ex-partner, ex-husband or wife that's driving us crazy, it could be a boss that's unpleasant, a teacher that drives us a little harder than we would like, or it can be someone that we sit next to on a bus or a subway or in the lineup at the bank that just says something that connects with us and makes us think. And in my book, I talk about soulmates and what can happen when people come in to the clinic and say, I think I finally found my soulmate. I was at a party last night and it was an instant connection. And part of me is always going, uh-oh, I'm concerned about that, because that could be the limbic brain, that part of us that just recognizes from a natural, primal point of view something that's familiar. And if we grew up in a home that was emotionally distant or emotionally abusive or abusive in any way, then we see that and feel that as some form of love and connection. So even though we may be in a room with a couple of hundred people, we're going to automatically gravitate to that person or those people because there's a part of us that recognizes it, part of us that recognizes familiarity, comfort. And although it may not be healthy for us, we don't know that because we haven't brought the thought process into it yet. We're just automatically reacting. So when you talk about finding soulmates, a soulmate or many soulmates, understand the purpose of them. The purpose of them is to help the soul grow so that we can evolve and get closer and closer to the light. So that's my take on soulmates. Speak to you soon. Until then, bye.